The Raji cult in India.
Yes, appalling weather, flies.
But it must have been very beautiful too, and exotic. Elephants and dancing girls, streets of smoke and spice, ivory and giant pearls, sacks of tea and rice. Tell me everything, please, every last detail. Describe for me the fantasy, your real life fairy tale.
Really, it was a time for reflection, for cleansing, no distractions, and everything was so dirty. There's really nothing to tell.
What about the seven seas and shining private yachts? Ride the wind where'er you please. Starboard, 40 knots. Tell me everything. Captain journeys through the blue. The ports on your romantic tour. Fantastical and true.
Actually, I took a plane. Beastly loud, with nothing to do. Time before I took ship, though. I was violently ill the entire trip.
Then tell me of England's lovely sights. Tell me of chivalry, tell me of duels. Tell me of sorcerers and knights, of banquets and jewels. Tell me there still are tournaments. Tell me there still are festivals. Tell me there still are mirrored halls and costume balls and foreign queens and limousines. Tell me there still are princesses. Tell me there still are evil dukes. Tell me there still are snow white teens and girlhood dreams. Tell me, oh tell me, my lord.
Mostly I was bored.
Then you don't have a castle?
No, I do.
With a sinister tower.
Actually, two.
And a moat.
Well, it's drained.
And a tapestry.
Stained, and the stairs are too steep. And there's mice in the keep. And the armory leaks, so the armor all squeaks. And the tourists leave trash and don't turn off their flash. Shall I go on?
No, that's everything. You've told me everything. You have a castle with two towers and a moat. You've sailed the world in your own dream boat. You've learned what the Raji knows. And that's wonderful, isn't it?
I suppose.